Hello, we are going to continue studying today the article of Rabash, What is Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator, on the writings of Rabash. You can send questions to our site. You can find the study materials on the Arvut under the icon of the study material. You can send questions also on Kabbalah Al-Am site on Sviva Tova. Pertinent questions to the studied lesson will be asked during the lesson.
We have a lot of topics that we want to study in parallel, but it's impossible to do more within 3 hours. Also, a lot of people are busy with other things, and that was customary with when we were with Rabash as well. The main thing is those three lessons in the morning. Now, one day we do the weekly portion from the Torah. Another day we do some big article, like right now, this article of that we're now going to get into. Another day we will do some more tests, and we also have some topics that we have to get to. So not every day we continue with the same topics, the same articles. Rather, one day we do this, the other day we do that, but altogether we're moving forward this way. So I am receiving all sorts of complaints, basically, or requests. Why don't we study this or that? And I'm saying it's all according to the plan, and we are trying to study all of those parts more or less equally to the extent that we need in order to let them lead us towards the goal. So don't worry, and just study what is given to you, review it a little bit, repeat it a little bit during the day if possible, and you'll see that all in all you are absorbing this Torah, and also how to work against the ego, how to work with the group, how to understand the development of creation through tests, how to advance in our individual inner work, and so on. And this way we will ultimately see ourselves. Advancing. And you'll see how from all these topics that we're pushing forward, that we're advancing with, you'll see success and collective progress. All right, so in the meantime, we will approach our topic, the Torah and the work.
So, like I said, we're in the Rabash writings, the article, What is the Torah and the Work in the Ways of the Creator. We're starting with a paragraph, starting with, this is the meaning of what is written. This is the meaning of what is written, Midrash Rabbah, and let them take from me a contribution. You have merchandise that he who sells it is sold with it. The Creator said to Israel, I have sold to you my Torah. It is as though I have been sold with it. As was said, and let them take from me a contribution. According to the above, we should interpret the words of the Midrash where it says, it is as though I have been sold with it. The Torah is regarded as the Torah, and Israel and the Creator are one, since the Torah is the clothing of the Creator. And through the Torah, man must be rewarded with the one who wears it, which is called adhering to the Creator. It follows that we must be rewarded with two things, meaning the Torah and the Creator. This is the meaning of what is written, it is as though I have been sold with it. For this reason, there is completeness of three things here. Israel, the Creator, and the Torah. It is as it is written in the book, A Sage's Fruit, what can a person do to come to feel the need for the Torah in which the Creator is clothed? It is our sages said that the Creator said to Israel, I have sold my Torah, it is as though I have been sold with it. This is the meaning of having a merchandise that once who sells it is sold with it. This means that the Creator wants that when a person takes the Torah, he will seemingly take the Creator with him.
It's not for no reason that we learn all kinds of things the Kabbalists tell us about a world we don't feel. Rather, we want to open this world. We want to recognize this world. We want to enter it with all our emotions, that it will open within us. We see people off the street. You know, you see two people. One person may feel only what's happening in this world, on the streets of this world, and another person may feel more the forces that descend to this world and design this world. Why do things happen? Where do they come from? For what goal? And so, physically, we can see two similar people, but internally, one person is feeling this world, and another person feels also the causes for this world. This is called, I've been sold with it, meaning that you take the method, and through the method, you want to attain me, which refers to the source of everything that happens.
Yet a person does not feel he needs this. Primarily, a person takes after the majority. And since, when beginning to teach women, children, and the general public, Maimonides says we should begin in Lolishma. And normally, everyone takes after the beginning, meaning that the reason they were given for why we need the Torah are reasons of Lolishma. And not because I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. Naturally, the majority of the world does not even understand that there is a reward called Dvekut with the Creator. For this reason, the view of the majority controls a person. That he does not need the study of Torah so that by this he will be able to achieve the real intention. That is, that through the Torah he will be able to aim in order to bestow and not for his own benefit. That it will bring him dvekut, to adhere to the Creator. For this, meaning in order to correct the creatures so they achieve dvekut, the multiplicity of words, of worlds, partsufim and souls were made.
Meaning that the upper system, the system of guidance and providence, is designed in a way that it's not to manage us, but rather through this management, it wants to bring us up, that we ourselves will grow to the point that we will later even participate with the system, take part and advance on our own, determining how we want to move forward, how we want to live, just like in this world. A person at first is being grown, he doesn't know where he is. But then years after years, he grows, and then he recognizes what's happening with the world, and he starts taking part in the world. And then he starts doing all the things that we're doing in this world, and thus advances until he begins to conduct all the forces and manage them and manage his world. The same with the spiritual world. The Creator says, I was sold with the Torah, meaning he wants us to be like him and manage the world, to grow to that point, as it is called, return all the way to the Lord, meaning this is his desire, that we will be his partners in every sense.
It is all in order to correct creation, called will to receive. Through the reception, creation has moved away from the Creator. And by these corrections that were made, it will be possible to correct everything so it works in order to bestow. When all the vessels of reception work in order to bestow, this will be the end of correction. This is called the perfection of his deeds. As the holy Ari said, when it came up in his simple will to create the worlds and emanate the emanations, to bring to light the perfection of his deeds, his names and appellations, which was the reason for the creation of the worlds, Ein Sof restricted himself, and there was room where the emanations could be. And there, he interprets in opening me as follows. It follows that the very reason for the restriction for the Tzimtzum was only the craving for the new form of reception in order to bestow, which is destined to be revealed by the creation of the world.
Therefore, all of creation begins from restriction, and that's why it's called Bri'ah, from creation, from the word Ba'al, which means outside of the Creator. If the Creator would control all of creation openly, then all of creation would be as if inside of him, inside the Creator. But because he separates himself from what he created, and makes a restriction on himself, a concealment over himself. So creation is called Bri'ah, from the word Ba'al, outside of the Creator. And so after this action of the restriction, the creation divides to two, the Creator and the created beings. And so the created being is the will to receive, which seemingly exists outside the Creator. That's how it feels. And from that point, there's work. There's work for us to do. How? Despite our separation, despite the concealment of the Creator, how do we regain connection with Him? Discovering Him, discovering His actions, identifying with His actions, and being as if we are beyond the restriction, above the disparity of form. We don't even recognize how much we're opposite to Him. And so the whole creation divides to two. On the one hand, the restriction is working, the concealment, the difference in separation from the Creator, On the other hand, there is a goal of discovering the connection with the Creator, even through the distance and separation and restriction.
Accordingly, we see that the creation of the worlds and souls was primarily with one intention, which is to correct everything so that it works in order to bestow, which is called dvekut, equivalence of form. The Creator said about the Torah, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. That is, once man receives the Torah as a spice, the evil inclination will be corrected to work in order to bestow. As it is written in the Zohar, the angel of death is destined to be a holy angel.
Meaning that the will to receive, called the angel of death, because it puts us to death, it distances us from the Creator, from the source of life, and we feel from all of creation just a very small part called this world. And this is how our life works. Our life is transient and temporary. And so by the Torah, we go back to eternal, whole, complete life connected to the upper source. But in truth, in the meantime, we are all completely in the worst state.
A person cannot see all this because he takes after the majority, called the whole of Israel. It was said that the beginning of the education everyone receives is in Lorishma, meaning that the engagement in Torah and Mitzvot is in order to receive reward in kelim of self-benefit. And the Lishma is forbidden to reveal to a person upon the admission of a person into the observance of Torah and Mitzvot, as mentioned by Maimonides.
Particularly in the wisdom of Kabbalah, what's forbidden means impossible, something we are not able to perceive, and therefore it cannot be told to us. And so it's referred to as prohibited. It's not like in this world, where I can understand something and I'm prohibited from knowing. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, you are prohibited from knowing because you are incapable of absorbing it correctly.
And this causes a person to understand with his intellect that he needs to learn Torah only in order to know the rules, how to observe the mitzvot. As our sages said, an uneducated person is not a chassid, although they also learn Torah that does not pertain to practical mitzvot. Learning that part of the Torah is because of the commandment to learn Torah, as it is written, and you shall reflect on it day and night. That is, he learns because it is a mitzvah, just like the rest of the mitzvot. However, concerning what our sages said, you have a merchandise that one who sells it is sold with it. When the Creator said to Israel, I have sold you my Torah, it is as though I have been sold with it. To this, one has no connection. For what will it give him if he believes that the Creator is clothed in the Torah? Should one who takes the Torah know that the Creator is clothed in the Torah? And he should be rewarded with dvekut and with the Creator who is clothed in it? All of his work is with the intention lo lishma. And all he hopes for is to observe Torah and mitzvot with the intention for self-benefit. Naturally, he has no connection to the one who is clothed in the Torah. but rather settles for just one thing. To the extent that he has faith in reward and punishment, to that extent depends his work in observing Torah and mitzvot. Since he looks at nothing but the reward. But the essence of the Torah and mitzvot that he performs does not interest him.
This also has to do with us. How do I, what am I looking at when I am studying, participating with the 10, doing all kinds of efforts? What is my reward? So certainly, I don't have a choice. In the meantime, when I'm on the will to receive, I'm only thinking about how do I fulfill the will to receive that I feel is in me, that I feel demands to attain, to control, to be above death and so on. And I can't think of anything above that, but bit by bit, by the light that reforms, which shines on me through the study, when I absorb some influence, some inspiration from above. From above means above my ego, my own nature. Then I begin to think of things I didn't have before, where we begin to aspire to new things, new discernments. And that means that I'm already entering the upper world, the spiritual world, that my desires are changing, that I wish to truly reach bestowal. What does that give me? I don't know. What's the benefit of that? I can say all kinds of things to myself, but in truth, I don't know. It happens as a result of the actions that we're doing. Like a little child who's doing actions, not knowing what he's doing. He's given games to play. He finds it interesting, so he plays. But the grown-ups who gives him games to play, they know that by these games, he'll get smarter, more developed. He'll know better. He'll succeed better, and so on. Same with us. We have to engage in what Kabbalists recommend us to do, to play with. And even though we don't truly see great actions that we're doing in that, whether it's gathering with the friends and supporting the friends and studying together, and being consistent day by day. But by these actions specifically, we later begin to feel that, yeah, specifically heeding the advice of the Kabbalists is what brought us to something new, to a new stage, completely new stage. That is truly a new world, new desires, new thoughts, and completely beyond this world. We can't even imagine what we're entering. We're beginning to recognize this huge mechanics that operates and moves this whole world in order to take all created beings and raise them to the level of the Creator. Next.
Conversely, if a person wants to work and observe Torah and mitzvot without any reward, only because he wants to serve the king, then he needs to know the greatness of the king. For the measure of his work depends on the extent of his faith and the greatness of the king. For only the greatness and importance of the king gives him fuel for work. It is as it is written in the Zohar about the verse, her husband is known at the gates. which means that each according to what he assumes in his heart. But this, he tells us that to the extent that a person assumes in his heart the greatness and importance of the Creator, to that extent, he dedicates himself to serving the King.
And how can he receive the greatness and importance of the upper force? Where from? If he doesn't feel, if he doesn't, if he's not inspired by that, how will he get it? Only from the impression of the friends. The friends too don't attain the Creator, but the fact that we play with each other this way, this is how we build the King. It's like in our world, no one is greater than the other, but if you start talking about someone as great, and the more people talk about it enthusiastically, even though it's complete false, but a person who hears it begins to be impressed by that. And what does that give him? It gives him, falsely, of course, falsely for now, but it gives him a desire to bestow to that great person, to have a special relation to him. And that's how we advance towards the Creator, because from the state of the egoistic desire, we have no way to draw closer, to appreciate the Creator, because his positive desire to love, to give, these are things we don't appreciate. We appreciate power, rulership, and the Creator cannot appear this way to us. By that, he will only grow our egoistic desire. And so, we have to make the Creator great, like Rabash writes in the social articles, only by talking about him as great, as heroic, as the ruler of everything, but not in a crude way like in our world, like great rulers of this world, but rather by simply beginning to appreciate him in how he governs us behind the scenes. And when I hear about it from the friends and I talk about it with them, then I gradually get an impression of the greatness of the Creator. And I begin to get to know the Creator, recognize the Creator. To the point that I begin to absorb some inspiration, some influence from him, some special relation. After these discussions and thoughts, the hearts are attracted, and then gradually my desire to receive begins to get that impression. Where from? From the surrounding lights, from this environment. We don't feel that influence, but we become more sensitive to it. That's how it works on us slowly. Look how opposite we are to the spiritual qualities. And here, because of the 10, we can influence each other in such a way that we can come closer to spirituality and begin to sense it. And so, don't get confused with religions and belief systems. Of course, we all use different gatherings, when familiar with that, because we want to recognize the force that actually controls us. We want to feel that he dresses into us and how we influence him and even influences us consciously. Spain too.
Spain too.
Buenas noches, querido Rav. Tenemos una pregunta.
Good evening, dear Rav. We have a question from the group.
Y a él con ella, ¿cómo podemos llegar a comprar la Torah? ¿Cómo podemos comprarla?
If the Creator clothes the Torah and with him, how can you buy it? How can you buy the Torah?
The Torah, all in all, means the actions of the Creator. When we learn the Torah, we gradually begin to discover that all it is the documentation of the actions of the Creator. And so we advance towards it and we begin to identify it. Also, the Torah contains the Pardes, which are the gradual four stages of our will to receive that open to us, and it opens within us in the will to receive, meaning in our hearts, further and further. And that's what we discover. And the Creator is dressed in the Torah, which means the Torah itself is some sort of program by which the Creator influences us, develops us, arranges us. But he himself is the upper force, which is like the Keter of these four stages, Pshat, Remesh, Durush, Sod. This force governs our development. Latin 1.
Hola, Rav.
Shalom, Rav. Rav,
the question is,
is it enough to know that the king is great? Or does a person need to expect to feel that greatness?
By the wisdom of Kabbalah, we need to come to a complete identification with the Creator. Complete identification with the Creator is knowing all of his actions upon us, and that is according to how much we recognize these actions, and we can enter and participate with him in these actions, where we become as partners, not only as partners, but we understand these actions, we understand where they come from, we understand how he does them and how together with him we do them, like in that if we were instead of the Creator, we'd do the same thing. Exactly. This is called complete identification with the Creator, and this is only the first step of our acquaintance. This is called from your actions we know you, that from his actions we begin to recognize him towards us. But the Creator wants even more than that, wants us to recognize him. Him. Which means even higher degrees, seemingly outside of the connection with him that he governs us, but rather his thoughts, his plans, which means not just the thought of creation, which is governing us, but even more. There aren't really words for this, but we will come to a point where we'll find the words and we'll talk about it. Kiev 1.
Дорогой Раф, вот если сейчас на уроке мы соединяемся вместе.
Dear Rav, if now during the lesson we connect together, we truly adhere to bring contentment to the Creator, to the connection between us. Is that considered that we're engaged in Torah?
Теперь вопрос.
Of course.
Вопрос, что значит, что Творец?
So now a question: what does it mean that the Creator is clothed in the Torah?
Микаблим, миаборе,
that by receiving from the Creator His influence in our corrected will to receive in order to bestow, we discover the Creator in us as the inner light that works in our will to receive. And our inner light, the inner light we absorb, is dressed in the reflected light. And so our will to receive, when we use it, it begins to be organized such as the light, meaning that it takes on the same form. Because if it wants to receive the light, it has to shape itself in a way that it receives the light, and then the will to receive itself becomes what is called the darkness shines as light, meaning that it has its own will to resemble the light, the Creator, and that's how we advance towards complete adhesion. That the light can fulfill the will to receive to the extent the will to receive is similar in form to the light. There are things that are hard to express here.
It's a little unclear how, at what stage, this intention of ours to resemble the Creator in the connection meets His desire and His revelation in us. Where does that take place?
These things happen not from the current mind and heart that you now think and feel, but rather your mind and heart will change, and then you will be suitable to the light. Yeah. You need to take into account just one thing, that you will not be you. You will change.
Who will I be if I won't be me? What will my new form be?
Your new form will be similar to the light, as I said. That the desire will be the darkness, the light that shines from darkness, meaning the desire will also want to take on the form of the light. So the desire is clothed in reflected light, fills itself with light of chasadim, uses only the portion of the desire that can resemble the light, and then the light fills the desire. There's the matter here that the desire itself too begins to shine. It's not like my cup now that takes in coffee, but it stays a cup. No, it doesn't just stay a cup. It receives the shape of the coffee, the quality and nature of the coffee. You understand?
Does it mean that the desire
is
the same?
Wait, this has to come to your feeling. It can't be explained intellectually. Italy 4.
Buongiorno, Rav. La nostra volontà di ricevere è in costante crescita. Come facciamo a essere influenzati dagli amici, dalla Torah, senza ricevere una ricompensa? Come facciamo a riempire lo spazio vuoto con la grandezza del Creatore?
Tirgum.
Mike. Translation.
Michael, can you ask in English, please?
Michael.
English, okay. Please. Rav, yes. Our will to receive constantly grows. My question is this: how can we fulfill this empty will to receive with the greatness of the Creator from the friends and from the Torah? Because it seems like all our actions are not enough. We always have to increase actions.
Every time you have to add in your actions, but mostly not in quantity, but rather in quality. The quality of your actions. We have to think better and better about how we can resemble the lights. And the more we do these changes, and especially it's in the connection between us, then accordingly we will come closer to the light, so that the connection between us will be similar to the light, to bestow, to reciprocate, to participate. Salt Lake City.
Hola, Rab. Tengo una pregunta.
Hello, Rab. I have a certain question.
Todo lo que dice la Torah está escrito con la finalidad de conocer mejor al Creador y acercarnos a Él cada vez más.
Everything that the Torah says, the goal is for us to come closer to the Creator each time more and more? Or is there some other goal in the study of Torah?
No, there's no other goal to the study of the Torah except coming closer to the Creator, discovering Him and identifying with Him so that He becomes the closest to you as possible, that He will be the whole world to you, the whole of reality to you, is you will see that the whole, that the Creator is essentially dressed into all of your environmental reality as well as within you. So it's none else besides Him. Haifa 1.
Rab talked about the four stages in the Pardes. Can you expand on that a little?
No. It's not for now. Right now it will just be confusing. If we start with that in the middle of the article, now, you know, there's a lot of material on that. This is Pshat Remesh, Remez Drush Sod, and we'll learn that. It's not like how children are being taught in the ordinary way what the Pardes is. But according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's the four levels of attainment of the Creator who is dressed in the Torah. This is called Pardes.
Sod.
We start from Sod, then Drush, then Remez, and then Pshat. Which is the opposite order, because in the beginning the attainment of the Creator is called a secret to us, Sod. Then we begin to somewhat understand through different signs, which is called Drush, and then Remez, and then Pshat. Pshat means literal, that the Creator is literally exposed in everything that Torah speaks. And the Torah is also this world, meaning all of the occurrences that you see in this world or in the upper worlds that are clothed in this world, you'll see that it's all nothing but the actions of the Creator. Moscow 7.
Да, спасибо. Сейчас
отвечаю
на вопрос Влада. Вы дали нам возможность полностью прочувствовать состояние слияния.
Now, in the answer to Vlad's question, you enabled us to feel fully the state of Dvikut. How do you use such states in the 10? Can you ask for the 10?
We need to accept the 10 as a single body, not according to what we feel now. We need to see in front of us that he exists, and we are drawn to that as much as we can, and then we know we're on the right path and we're making steps forward. That's it. There's nothing more than that. If we will come to this emotional inner state that all of us are aiming towards the Creator together, literally together, then the Creator begins to be revealed within us, in the connection between us. And here, no philosophies or stories are going to help us here. Rather, we have to establish ourselves as one, all as one. This is called the spiritual craft. Queens.
Здравствуйте, Раф. У Творца нет желания получать. Если творение с помощью Творца...
Раф, the Creator doesn't have the will to receive. If the creatures with the help of the creature, if the Creator with the help of the creatures will be able to correct them in such a way that they will equalize the Creator, will that be called that the creatures will become more perfect than the Creator?
Very good, Hissy. You start speaking like a Epicurus, like a heretic. So, the fact that we correct ourselves from bad to good in the opposite direction, it helps us stay as created beings and yet be on the level of the Creator. This is really a very high degree. It's like the Creator is giving us the opportunity to truly rise to His degree, where, like you say, it's as if the creature becomes greater than the Creator, because he comes from minus to plus, from the negative form to the positive form. But the Creator himself contains both of these states. So we come to this identification. And besides that, coming to the level of the Creator is only the first stage. It's only one stage of the spiritual ascent of our correction. After we become like the Creator, and we can be free in all of creation without limitations like the Creator, by that we then come to other stages that in the meantime we can't even talk about. But there is more than that. This is what's called the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th millennium. This is truly an eternal development that's very unique. New York 1.
Rav, the question is, we connect with the friends in order to reveal the Creator, to resemble the Creator, because He's great, because He is exalted and great, and our eyes, in our egoistic eyes, is He so great, or is He great after we made Him as great in the Tem?
Both this way and that way, to the extent that a person can imagine the Creator to himself, he can appreciate Him. I gave an example that my grandson thought that the garbage truck driver, you know, this great big truck that collects the garbage throughout the city. So my grandson would say, when I grow up, I want to be that. Then when he grew up, he didn't really want to be the garbage truck driver. So the same with us. As we grow, the Creator grows before us.
Maktu.
Good morning, Rav. If there is a desire to change, to resemble the Creator, for Him to control everything, because there's importance for bestowal, like we see a person that his qualities are in good eyes and nice, and I want to be similar to him. But how do you aim that desire to be for the Creator, where it will be in order to bring contentment to the Creator?
This is only by you organizing the society. Organize the society in the right way, and then by your discussions, you can quickly aim yourself at the Creator. If you have the society, it's not a problem. If you don't, there's no chance. That's the test.
We learn many times that
Africa.
We learn many times that everything depends on importance. Our question is, during the influence of the upper light on the created being, what is the correct way to receive these impressions in order to derive maximum importance from it?
Again, these discussions should be scrutinies in the group, in the environment, where you clarify the correct way to look at all the stages you're going through. You need to discuss it more among yourselves, and then you see that it's not a matter of wisdom that you learn from each other, from what you say, but rather by doing that, you expand your mind, and not in the sense that you get more fulfillment. Your mind literally expands because the light influences you to the extent that you want to be connected together. And so you're engaged in expanding your mind, your reason. That's the only thing that will help you. Being more and more connected through the study. And it doesn't happen right away, but you will gradually feel that this is what gives you spiritual expansion. PT 31.
What is there in the Torah, in the approach to the Torah, that inverts man's nature?
The light that reforms.
Now it's repeating a law that the people follow the collective, the general. Now in the world, we're breaking this law and we're influenced by the ten and not from the world.
We're not breaking anything, we're only adding. This world is simply not there. It's an imaginary world. It exists now in our egoistic minds and hearts that exist in us in a very narrow way. We very quickly rise above that to the spiritual level, and that's it. And then it doesn't bother us. It's this world doesn't disturb us. We use it for our bodily existence, and that's it. Look at how much this will change as well by this pandemic, by everything we go through now. As we've entered the last generation, there's going to be very big changes, both with respect to our spirituality and corporeality. The level of corporeality will begin to decline in its importance for us, and spirituality will start rising because there's just no other choice. You'll see it rising because we see that it's impossible to live without it, to live otherwise, that we are falling into such helplessness, and we don't know what do we live for. Explain to me, I don't know, what am I living for? And so it turns out that I only have one option to either engage in corporeality and restrict myself to that and do whatever I can in that, but I'm not being allowed to do that because the corporeality loses all its value in terms of letting me attain something, achieve something, food, sex, money, honor, power, knowledge, all of that just begins to, you begin to see that doesn't really depend so much on how much you put into it. And spirituality also doesn't depend on this world. It only depends on the relationship between people. So we're coming to a point where we have to be connected. We're living in a very special time. These things did not happen for thousands of years. Unity 3.
Good morning to everyone. The question is, Rav, please tell us, the matter in our world, can it disappear from our senses or change if we, let's say, heat up something, it can evaporate and we won't see it?
Matter means the will to receive. It's a desire to receive. It appears in our senses as matter, material, but it's basically a desire.
And spiritual matter and its form, how can we understand that?
The spiritual matter is entirely not in order to receive, but in order to bestow. And that's why we can't discover it, because we have no vessels for it. We don't have the feelings for it, the qualities. When we'll start receiving these qualities from the light, we'll begin to feel the spiritual matter. Spiritual matter means the levels of youth, of the desire to receive, but it will be in order to bestow, with the intention to bestow. Then we will begin to identify such qualities that exist in the intentions in order to bestow. This will be the spiritual matter. There's nothing more than the will to receive. There's either in order to receive or in order to bestow. These are the two worlds. And in the spiritual world, meaning that all its material is still vegetative, animate, speaking is there, but in order to bestow, there we find actions of bestowal. And then we will also find in our world, in the levels of still vegetative animate and speaking, in the actions of reception even, we will find the Creator, but in a hidden way. While in the spiritual world, in the spirit, still vegetative animate speaking that work in order to bestow, will find the Creator in a revealed manner. That's the difference. But in order to detect this difference, we have to be ready for it. To feel what it is in order to receive and in order to bestow. That we can only find one opposite the other. Until we come to in order to bestow, we don't actually discover what it is in order to receive. All right? Okay. USA Northeast.
Hello, Rav. I have a two-part question that are related. Does the way we request, the way we add to the request, to the intention, does that influence how much the light will influence the Kli?
Or Yashpi al Kli?
Vadai.
Of course. Yes.
Latin 7.
Latin 7.
Buenos días. La pregunta es para
poder. Good day. The question is, in order to attain the state that we're going together towards the Creator, we turn to the Creator together. Do I need to think that the friends are already in that intention of going together, building and turning to Him together, or do I need to approve it by my feelings and thoughts, or do I not need to?
The more I imagine the friends as being in spirituality, even though they themselves perhaps don't see it, don't know about it, but the more I see them as in spirituality already, we're talking about my friends in my tent. By doing that, I gain more. By that, I obligate the Creator to appear to me through them. Latin 6.
¿Puede la decena o es posible que la decena influya la grandeza del Creador?
Is it possible for the ten to bestow on the or influence the greatness of the Creator without the revelation of evil?
I don't really like talking about you having to engage in the greatness of the Rav. The greatness of the Rav needs to be, even though there's a lot written about it and the Torah necessitates it, but I'll tell you one thing. The greatness of the Rav needs to be in order for you to receive and hear and be able to absorb what I'm saying, and that will help you advance. It's not greatness of the Rav that in the sense that I need it. And also, I don't want you to start looking at me as great and holy. Rather, it needs to be clear to us that if you have no greatness of me, then you're not gonna get what I'm saying, and it will prevent your progress. Just to be practical about it, that's why you should respect me to the extent that it pushes you forward towards the goal. So just like the greatness of the friends, the greatness of the wisdom of Kabbalah itself, the greatness of the teacher, it's all means you have to use in order to have good, correct progress. Hebrew 10.
Rav, in the text we just read, it says because he wants to serve the king, he needs to know the greatness of the king. What does it mean to know the greatness of the king, and how does that have anything to do with the greatness of an impression of the friends?
The greatness of the king we want to feel because it will help us be drawn to him. To the extent that he is great. But also, what does it mean that he's great? That he's great in bestowing, in giving, in connection. This is the greatness of the quality of bestowal. This is what we want to appreciate in the Creator.
Kab U1.
Good morning, Rob. A question from our 10, and I think you might have touched on it just now, but in the last reading it said, for only the greatness and importance of the king gives him fuel for the work. What is this fuel, and how do we continually generate that for each other within the 10?
The greatness of the king, that's how we're built, because it's we're built as a will to receive. And if that will to receive is still in its egoistic desire, then the greater it is, the greater the egoistic form it sees, the more it's drawn to it. But if it's in already in a state of bestowal, then it begins to appreciate the qualities of bestowal in the king. And that makes the king greater. And then he wants to receive from the king, not to receive from him, but because if he's great, then I'm going to receive, I'm going to be great like him and receive. But rather, I want to resemble him and his bestowing nature, not to use his bestowal for myself, but rather to resemble his force of bestowal, to be like him as well. And that's how a person advances. So it says that on this path, the righteous shall walk and the villains will fail, the wicked will fail. Meaning it depends on how you relate to the teacher, the creator, the method. Some wish to gain all kinds of corporeal things from that, and some only want to receive the quality of bestowal and advance in that. So that depends on a person's choice. Bulgaria.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Если Творец создал только...
Hello, Rav.
Можно человека...
If the Creator just created the desire, and a person can disconnect from the desire, what's the desire relative to one who feels the desire?
Ratzon ze hisaron.
Desire is deficiency. Deficiency. That in creation, there's just the will to bestow or fulfillment and the will to receive or deficiency. Two things. The will to bestow or the ability to bestow and the fulfillment of bestowing is the Creator. The will to receive or the deficiency, the desire to fulfill oneself, fulfill itself, is the created being. That's what the Creator created. That's it. The creation only includes those two things. Now, on the one hand, the Creator, the creation, is opposite to the Creator. To the extent that it's opposite, it cannot discover and feel the Creator. And this concealment only comes from within the created being. Like, say, there's a baby on my hands. I recognize the baby. I know the baby. I take care of the baby, but the baby doesn't know anything about me. It's so little, it doesn't know anything about me, but I'm doing everything for him. And the Creator's whole purpose is to gradually bring up this baby called creation, which only wants to receive, to bring him to be like the Creator. Meaning the baby remains a baby, the will to receive. It even grows more and more, but it grows to be similar to the Creator. So the will to receive doesn't just grow as still vegetative or animate, but it grows beyond the animate level to the level of similarity to the Creator. And then the Creator influences this piece of will to receive with more and more unique influences.
So that
Adam begins to be formed from this will to receive. What's the difference between Adam, human, and animate? The man belongs to the animate degree in our world, but has the potential to resemble godliness. Meaning it has a desire called a beast, an animal, And there's also a point that attracts him to be similar to the Creator, to be in bestowal, to be in giving. And that's opposite to still vegetative and animate. And so from the animate degree, from the beastly degree, the human begins to grow. And the animal begins to behave opposite to itself. This is called Adam, human, or a Kabbalist that grows from the animate degree. And so there's no difference corporeally between a person who knows the Creator, attains the Creator, and an ordinary person who doesn't. On the animate level, we all live the same. We're all animals on that level. But internally, the human level, meaning the point in the heart, which is where one builds greater and greater similarity to the Creator, this is called his soul. And this is how the speaking degree grows out of the animate degree. That's what we need to do from ourselves. That's why we're here and trying to advance. But in order to advance and resemble the Creator, we need to integrate with 10 friends. Because the similarity to the Creator happens through the connection with others, through bestowing. So we build a 10, and that's how we advance towards Him. And now we're coming to a point where the whole world has to start moving towards connection and out of that connection to the Creator. This is called the generation of the Messiah, where a unique light works on us to pull us. This is why it's called Mashiach, from the word Limshoch, to pull. Pulling us from the animate degree to the human degree. This is why it's called Messiah. And it will certainly influence us and work, but we can assist it to work as fast as possible. And this way we will come to discover ourselves and the Creator on the level, and ourselves on the level of the Creator. Be'er Sheva.
Moris, lo shomim otcha.
Lo shomim.
We don't hear you.
Shomim.
Boker
tov Rav.
Yes.
Good morning, Rav, World 10. We read an incredible article. Now, the goal of creation is to benefit the created beings. It says that the most of creation is by creating the world. And I'm asking, there is Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. What's the role of the Rav in the system? For our 10, I know what is your role, but for someone who is new in the study, I have to see the Rav as part of the system that is designed to guide us.
Yes, the Rav is in a higher degree than you in order to guide you.
Yes.
PT 10.
PT 10.
Yeah, only now we saw the icon. I heard you say that any resemblance to the Creator is through bestowal. Now, how can the will to receive start the action of bestowal if it has no grasp of it?
The will to receive is a general desire. It's at the degree of animal. But it has a spark, a reshimo, from the fact that to start with, it was in the degree of Adam Rishon, connected to the light, and he disconnected from the light, and then in the will to receive, what remains is the reshimo, the remnants of the light. And that reshimo can be awakened. And then the reshimo that begins to awaken in us, begins to grow. It's like a drop of seed, a semen, that grows upon the influence of the reforming light, and from it develops an Adam, a man. And in this reshimo, there's also a part of aviut, of coarseness, the female part, the part of the light, the male part, and this is how we develop. We learn this in the study of the Ten Sefirot, in the ninth, tenth part, 11th part. This is in Ibur Yenika and the Gadlut of Zeranpin. That's how we learn it. This is, it suits the matter that happens to us in corporality.
The Reshimo that exists, how do we develop it correctly and not get confused so the will to receive doesn't quench it?
From above, we receive in a very precise way the will to receive and the will to bestow, one after the other, according to a plan. And this program of correction comes down upon us and leaves us with the desire and the force, meaning the opportunity to participate. And to the extent in which we participate, we hasten the correction. Okay? PT32.
Can a person look at all kinds of events that are not pleasant that happen to him and relate them to his level of connection with the ten?
Yes, eventually it happens that way, even though it's sometimes hard to see it, to connect those things together, but certainly to the extent in which I connect in the ten, I define all that I will have in my life. Only again, don't think that that's the immediate solution for every situation. But eventually, it will be that way. Yes. Okay, we will move to the next stage. A song and...
אם קמת לשאול מה טעם בחיים את האמת למצוא איך אנחנו כחולמים והלב שלך נמצא לקצה רוצה לדעת למה באת לעולם הזה רוצה לדעת למה באת לעולם הזה סימן שאתה נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך זהו מוות תגלה עד כמה היא יפה להשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך זהו מוות תגלה עד כמה היא יפה להשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך אם העולם שלך נמצא בשקיעה ורוח על פניך מלטפת מגיעה אבל הראש שלך בעולם אחר רוצה יותר גבוה רוצה להתחבר רוצה יותר גבוה רוצה להתחבר סימן שאתה נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך זה ולמד ותגלה עד כמה היא יפה תשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך זה ולמד ותגלה עד כמה היא יפה תשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך עולה לה עולה לה עולה לה
תשיג אותה בחיים.